Attorney General.
Hello.
Good morning, Mr. President.
Sure. Judgment on this man. I'm going to see him pretty soon.
I have spent some time with him this morning. And
I know you're meeting at 8 o'clock with him.
I think that he's the guy that can probably carry the mission.
You do?
Yes, sir. Looks like a Midwest evangelist.
Looks, does he have any crap in his shoes?
Well, I hope so. If he doesn't, we'll get some for him.
Right. We can find enough around here, can't we?
We all. And John Ehrlichman and John Whitaker tell me that they have checked back through his pronouncements and so forth, and he's not locked into any particular ideology in the farm area where it'll come back to haunt us. I trust that's the case. They say it is. So I think that he's quite a stem winder from the accounts that I've gotten around the country on the stand. He seems to know the political side of it pretty well, as far as I can ascertain with my limited knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that it'd probably work out all right.
Mm-hmm.
I went through the concepts of what he's going to have to be doing from now till November 72, and he has a full understanding of that. And, of course, pledged his complete support, loyalty to the political side of it. And I think he has probably enough interest in politics, having run in that primary out there for the governorship in Indiana, where he probably does have a little better reading on it than Cliff Hardin or somebody like that might have. I also am not particularly concerned about the condition that he's imposed with respect to the structure of the department. I think if that's handled in the right vein, it could be a very definite plus for the administration going in, and I don't think it's going to stand in the way of anything that might conceivably come out of governmental reorganization. Certainly not between now and next November.
Okay,
so...
All right, we'll see him here. Give him the message. Mr. Garcia.
Yes, sir.
Okay, John.
Hey, you are great out of Chicago.
I had a feeling that I talked to you since then. I wrote you a note, but we got in there just in... You were finishing. What I mean is we got into Chicago, and it was really a fine picture and everything. I'd read your speech before. But how'd it come out there?
The mechanics were the best I've ever seen for a closed session of television, and that wind-up of your talk out of Chicago was just great. You had them all stand up in the aisles screaming and hollering. It was very well done all the way through, and of course the reference that you made to the vice president really got those right-wing kooks in Southern California.
They get stood up.
Oh, yes. Yeah, it was great all the way through. And Reagan came on. They had us talk twice out there.
Yeah. Everybody, incidentally, they said he was really very good in his, he was all out in his. Both Reagan and Rockefeller made very strong endorsements, you know.
Yes, and the
and that's what you heard too.
Yeah, and the one that he made afterwards, the longer one after he was off the television out there, was a complete endorsement all the way through. A lot more personal than the one that was on the closed circuit.
Yeah, yeah.
I found that we have some problems with our dear governor from California and HEW, but
again,
I'll take him up with her.
On welfare?
Yeah. They're cutting into the programs, apparently, that you approved in San Clemente. But I'll take it up with Ehrlichman and see if we can.
Yeah, we were trying like the devil to cooperate there, but it's not easy, I can assure you.
Well, it's gotten into personalities, too, but hopefully we can get it straightened out. Because it really put the heat under his collar every time he has to deal with HEW and Veneman in particular.
Oh, I know, yeah.
So we'll see if we can't paper that over.
Okay.
Right, sir.
Thanks.